Today, Shir Masechta Nida Daf Chav Beis, and we will begin on Daf Chav Beis, Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top. Umbamine Rabim Rafuna. A word of introduction. We know the Torah speaks about 2 types of situations. The Torah speaks about a Balkeri, somebody who has an emission of Shechva Zera, and the Torah speaks about a Zov, speaking about men, obviously. The Aloch of a Zov is that if he has, and as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem later in the Masechta, the actual fluid that comes out of the body by Ziva and that comes out of the body by Shechva Zera are very different types of fluid. And the Torah has different halachas for a Zov and a different halacha for a Balkeri. A Zov who has one Riyah is Tamei, and he has to wait for the day to become Tar, go to the Mikvah, Harav Shemesh. He has the same halacha as a Balkeri, actually. If he has 2 riyas of Zav, he has 2 emissions, then he has to wait Shiva Nekiyim. And if he has 3 emissions, not only must he wait Shiva Nekiyim, but he has to bring the Kabbonis that a Zav must bring. Someone who has an emission of Shechva Zera, on the other hand, has to go to the Mikvah and have Harav Shemesh, and then he's completely Tahar. Ask the Gemara Bamine Ravim Rafuna. Harah Keri B'Kissim. If somebody put a small piece of wood into the office from which the Shechva Zera comes out of the body, will he become a Balkeri or not? Mimenu Amrachmana. Does the Torah, when he uses the word Mimenu, mean to say Ad Denofik M'Psara, unless it comes out naturally, V'loy B'Kissim, not if it was stimulated through this Kisim? A Dilma, or perhaps Hai Mimenu, what the Pasuk of Mimenu is coming to teach us, Achiteitze Tumasa L'chutz, as long as the fluid, the Shechva Zera, leaves the body, Vafila B'Kisim Nami, even if it was done through external influences causing it to come out, this piece of wood. So as we're showing them, help us understand the Gemara. Everybody certainly agrees that the Halacha by Balkeri is that he's not a Balkeri unless the Shechva Zera left the body. There's really no machlokes about that. The question is, what are we to use this pasuk for? Does the pasuk come to teach us that din? Or does the pasuk come to teach us the din that Mimenu V'loy B'Kisim? Interestingly, furthermore, the Rishonim indicate that here, the Gemara is teaching us that the pasuk teaches us that a person is not considered a Balkeri unless the Shechva Zera leaves the body, which means that normally we would assume that he's a Balkeri earlier. Teaches us the pasuk, no, you're not a Balkeri until the Shechva Zera leaves the body. By Nida, as the Rishonim, we learned that Allah is just the opposite. That the pasuk has to teach us that a woman is considered a Nida even if the blood hasn't left her body. And otherwise we would have assumed that she's only a Nida when it does actually leave the body. So how do we understand these 2 psukim? So some Rishonim say that the 2 psukim actually complement each other. The pasuk of Nida comes to teach us that the blood, even if it didn't come out, is Tameh. But we would think maybe that's the din by Ziva as well. That's why by Ziva, the Torah has to tell us, no, you're only Tameh, by Keri, you're only Tameh when the Keri comes out of the body. And once I have a pasuk by Keri that says that you're only considered about Keri if the Shechva Zera left the body, I would think perhaps the same thing is by Nida. That's why we need a pasuk that by Nida, she's considered a Nida even if the blood did not leave the body. Why is indeed, say the Rishonim, there a difference in halacha between a Nida, that she's a Nida even if the dam hasn't left the body, whereas by Shechva Zera was saying that he's considered a Balkeri even if only when the Keri left the body. So Rishonim say, and we learned this Gemara already at the beginning of the Masechta, by dam, the dam could leave the Makar of an Isha and remain in her body for a while. Whereas by Shechva Zera, that can't happen. By Shechva Zera, it comes out right away. And that's why by Shechva Zera, he's Tamei only when it actually leaves. By Nida, she's Tamei as long as it leaves the Makar, even if it hasn't left the body. Amalei, says the Gemara, in answer to our question, again, if someone put a kisein at the Amma, will he be about Keri or not? Typically, answers the Gemara, Do Atzma Eina Matama El B'chsimus Pi Amma. A person is only considered about Keri when enough Shechvazera came out that it covers the entire opening of the Amma. And here, if there's a stick, so by definition, you won't have enough. And therefore, he couldn't be about Keri because there's this piece of stick preventing you to have the whole shear. So Tysus asked the obvious question. Yes, at the moment of emission, you don't have enough because the part where there's a stick there is preventing you from having the whole shear. But ultimately, you'll have enough. They'll come out after, as the emission of Shechvah Zerah continues. So the Aruch Lener, in answer to Tysus' question, says that the Gemara is now assuming that not only must you have the shear that covers the Piyah Amma, but you have to have the shear at the moment it comes out, and you can't have it accumulate, says the Gemara. There are two types of tumah. There's a tumah of Negiyah, that if you touch something, you become tameh, and there's a tumah of Riyah, that if you have an emission. By tumas Riyah, there is no shear. Any emission is considered that you had that emission. By tumas Negiyah, you're tameh only with a shear. So if we're learning now, ask the Gemara, that a person only has Tumas Shechvazera when you have that shear, remember the Negeya Hava. Isn't that clearly an indication that the Tumah of Shechvazera is a Tumas Negeya, not a Tumas Re'iyah? And as the Chazanish and other Mepharshim say, if it's a Tumas Negeya, then the Shechvazera is considered the Ava Tumah. And the person who comes in contact with that Shechvazera is only a Rishon Tumah. So why is a Balkeri considered such a serious Tumah? And he has to leave Shtei Machnas. He can't be in the Machnas Shechina, Machnas Leviyah. So the Mepharshim explained that isn't troubling to the Gemara. Because the Gemara understands that just because he's a Rishon Tumah, not an Ava Tumah, doesn't prevent the Torah from giving him specific rules. The problem the Gemara asks is a different problem. As we said in our introductory remarks to today's shir, the Torah HaKadosh has different halachas for a zav and a balkeri. And a zav, when a person is identified as a zav, which they reis, and certainly with sholosh reis, needs zayin nekiyim. What is the definition of zayin nekiyim? The definition of zayin nekiyim is that you have to have 7 clean days. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that the tumas keri is a tumas negia, and the tumas ziv is a tumas ria, al me'atal yista beziva. And as the Mashal explains, it's not troubling to the Gemara that they should be different tumas. But the Gemara's question is, how could one relate to the other if they're totally two different categories of tumah? Alo matanya, yet we've learned in a brisa, the Torah HaKadosh says, zois taras azov, vashatetz v'men ashich v'zera, to teach us Maz Ziva Seseris. Obviously, if during the Zayin Nekiyim, the Zav has a new emission of Ziva, he has to start from scratch. Af Shechvazera Nami Seiser. So too, if somebody during the Zayin Nekiyim has an emission of Shechvazera, it undoes, it causes us to have to count the Shiva Nekiyim again. But if, as we just said, these are totally two different types of Tumah, this is a Tumas Negi and this is a Tumas Re'iyah, how could they be related? And again, as the Mepharshim say, the Torah is not so specific about the Shechva Zera that the Torah, that we should say it's a Xeris Akasif. Omle, so he responded, Stira Hainutama, you know why it has the ability to be Soyser? Lefishi Efshloi Beloit Tzuch Ziva. You're right. Shechva Zera and Ziva are very different. Shechva Zera is Tumas Negiya, Ziva's Tumas Riyah. But every time, says the Gemara, a person has an emission of Shechvazera, included in that is Tzichtzuche Ziva, a little Ziva. And it's not the Shechvazera which undoes the 7 days, it's the Ziva that undoes it. So I saw Gevaldige Mordechai, we've quoted this Mordechai in our shiur. Fine. The Gemara is establishing Lefishi Efcha, that there shouldn't be some ziva in the carry. But certainly the ziva is bottle in the carry. So why do we count as Eva? Why doesn't it become bottle in the carry? So the Mordechai says a very big yesod that we've said over. You can only say bittel when you start with two separate entities. The classic example, you have milk and you have meat, and some of your milk falls into your meat. You started with two separate entities. But if there was never two separate entities, as this case, where the carry, the shechazera, came out of the person's body, and in there is Ziva, so there was never separation, you don't say bittel. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, el ma'ata. So we're saying now the reason that if somebody has an emission of shechva zera, if somebody has an emission of shechva zera during the days of the Zayin Nekiyim of Ziva, that's why it's soyser, because there was Ziva there, el ma'ata tistokol Zayin. Then the halacha should be that if somebody has that type of emission, he should have to start from scratch. Alo matanya, but we've learned in a brisa, Zois Tyrus is off, and the brisa says, Ma Ziva Soseris, just like Ziva has the ability to stop the Zayin Nekiyim, Af Shechva Zera Soseris, so does Shechva Zera have that ability. However, continues the brisa, E Ma Ziva Soseris Kol Zayin, just like Ziva stops the entire count, I would think, Af Shechva Zera Namik Soseris Kol Zayin, so too this should be the Dimba Shechva Zera, Tamiloyma, the Torah Kedosha says, Ein lecha ba elamash amaba. The halacha of shechva zera is different than the halacha of ziva. Seseris yechad. It only says that day. So what the Brice is saying now is that if somebody who's a zov has an emission of ziva during the Zayin Nekiyim, he has to start from scratch. But if somebody has an emission of shechva zera, he only loses that day. That means, let's say somebody had a riyah of Ziva on the third day of the Zayin Nekiyim, he has to go back to the beginning. If he had a riyah of Keri, that day doesn't count. So he has to count one more day. But he doesn't lose the two previous days. And the Rosh has a beautiful explanation why Ziva and Keri are different. Beautiful explanation. The Rosh says as follows. There are two concepts in Zayin Nekiyim. One concept is that he has to have 7 days that he's not a Zov. And there's another concept that he has to be clean, Nekiyim. So he says, if the person has an emission of Ziva during the Zayin Nekiyim, so he's a Zov, obviously, still. So he has to start from scratch. If somebody has an emission of Shechva Zera, if someone has a Shechva Zera, he's not a Zov. He didn't have any Shechva Zera. He didn't have any Ziva. He only had Shechva Zera. So you can't call it a day that's naki. You can't call it a day that's clean. But there's no reason to have to, he's not called a zov, that you should have to start from the beginning. And the Rosh goes on to say, therefore, a gevaldige chiddush. He says, what would happen if a zov had a re-aziv on the seventh day of the Zayin Nekiyim? Doesn't make a difference. It takes him back to the beginning. Whereas, says the Rosh, if he had a re of keri on the seventh day, so the day began, he was clean, and during the course of the day, he had an emission of Shechva Zera. We have a concept of Mixas Yom Kikulei, and he'll be fine. Even though Bekiva Eger points out that Rashi, over here, says that even on the seventh day, he had a Riyas Shechva Zera, he would have to lose that day. According to Rosh, it doesn't make sense. But now ask the Gemara, if we just established that the issue of Shechva Zera is that every Shechva Zera has in it Ziva, so why does the Braisa distinguish between a Riyah of Shechva Zera and a Riyah of Keri? And a Riyah of Ziva, they should be the exact same din. Amalek, so therefore the Gemara says, Xeris Akosafi, the only way we could explain the difference in halacha between Ziva and Shechva Zera is Ziva Gemura, the like Orvabah Shechva Zera. When you have a pure emission of Ziva that has no Shechva Zera in it, it's a Seres called Shiva. It's a Chsuche Ziva, whereas if you only have some Ziva, the Orvabah Shechva Zera, but you mainly have a Shechva Zera, like Seres Eloyim Echad. It's a Xeris Akosaf. So the Gemara doesn't answer this question the way Rashi learns. The Gemara doesn't answer the question, what is the halacha regarding the kisei? Another question, asked the Gemara. Dam yavishmahu. If a woman expelled dam yavish, a mass of blood that's dry, what is the halacha? And the Gemara explains the question. Ki yozov doma amrachmana, added made of divlay, that means it has to flow, and therefore lach in only if it's liquid, yavish loy. A dilma, or perhaps the way to understand the pasuk, kai ki yozov zama uch demosihi. Usually, blood leaves a woman's body because it flows out. However, even if it was dry, it would have the same halacha. Amalek, so he responded to Nisua. Haven't we learned this? We're going to learn it together in Mitzvah and Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet. Dam hanida ubsar hames mitamim lachim v'yiveshim. So the Mishnah clearly indicates that even dam yavish makes a woman into a nida. Amalek, lach v'nasa yavish, where the blood was originally liquidy and then it dried up, and Rashi says a beautiful raya that's pshat in the Mishnah. Because let's learn that Mishnah, says Rashi. Let's repeat it. The Mishnah speaks about dam hanida umbasar hames. Now, what is the characteristic of basar hames? First, the person's body is moist. When he dies, he starts to dry up. So the Mishnah is connecting the halacha of dam nida to basar hames. So just like when we speak of Psar Hames, we're obviously speaking about a situation where it's lach v'nasa yovish. Similarly, that must be the situation of Nida, where it was lach v'nasa yovish. And that, the Gemara says, there's no question, is considered dan Nida. Keep me by the way, the question that we're discussing is yovish minikara, where it was yovish minikara. Ask the Gemara, ha'nami t'nasua. Haven't we learned that in our Mishnah? Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah said, Hamapelis commit klipa commit tsaira commit offer for woman. And the Rashi says Hamapelis doesn't mean here, usually Mapelis means a woman who had a miscarriage. Here it has nothing to do with miscarriage. But if a woman expelled a klipa, like a rind or like a hair or like earth, kiminyaf kushra dumiyu, red pieces, tatlamayim, we'll speak about this in a moment more. She should do an experiment. Put it into water. Imnimochu, if they dissolve, it's a proof that the Tameya. So now the Gemara is making its point. If we're going to say that Dam Yovish has the din of Dam Nida, so what's the point of the experiment? Fine, you'll go through the experiment, and the experiment will prove that it was dry all along. What's the difference? It shouldn't make a difference. Isn't this a raya that only Dam Lach, only moist blood is Matame, not Dam Yovish? Amar Rava, and therefore Rava says, Kiloi Nemocha, if the blood is so dry that when you do this experiment it remains dry, that clearly is not blood. But it could be, if it's dry and it goes through the experiment, the examination, and it dissolves, then it's considered Tamei. Ask the Gemara, Umi Kikai Gavni, is it possible for such a thing to happen, that blood should go through this examination and still remain dry? Says my in, absolutely. Vatanya. The Vatanya here is a raya, not a kasha. Amar b'lozer Reb Tzadik. Shnei ma'isim hela abba mitivin liyavna. There were two situations that my father taught us that it happened in Tivin, and when he came to the yeshiva in Keren b'yavna, he taught us. Ma'isim isa. There was a story with a woman, shoyis ma'pelas k'min klipas adumas. She was expelling these klipas adumas. Obava shalos abba. They came to ask my father, what is the status of this woman? V'abba shalos chachamim. My father asked this question to the chachamim. V'cham shalos roifim. The chacham asked this question to the doctors. V'amalam ishizu maki yesh lebetoich mimea. This woman has a wound in her body. Shememenim apelis kamen klipas. That causes her to discharge these klipas. Tata lamayim. Now let's put it into water. If they dissolve, it's a proof that Tameya, that it's Dam Nida. V'shumaisa, a similar incident. She was expelling red hair. Obas v'shalas abba, v'abba shalas chachamim, v'chamim l'roifim, v'amla shuma yesh l'betoich mea. She has a mole in her body. Shumamenim apelis kamint saras adumas, that causes her to discharge the saras adumas. Again, tat l'mayim, put it into the water, im nemaychu, and if they dissolve, tameya. This Gemara is a very important Gemara. Every Gemara is important. But this Gemara is the basis of the question, how far does the halacha allow us to trust actors? Because it's an obvious question when we learn the Gemara. All the Rishonim asked this question. The Rosh discusses this question. They went and asked the doctors, what is the story with these discharges? So ask the Rosh Memanashach, if they trust the doctor, so whatever the doctor says it is, that's what it should be. What do they have to do this examination with the water, which we'll discuss more in a moment. If on the other hand we don't trust the doctor, so they don't trust the doctor. So what's the point of asking him? So how do we understand this Gemara? So the Rosh says, and the Masham, Paskins la locha l'mais, like the Rosh, that we certainly could trust doctors. We certainly could trust doctors. What happened here was that the doctor themselves said, we're not sure. And the doctor says the only way we can be certain what is the status of discharge, is of this discharge, is by doing this examination. But if the doctors told us certainly one way or the other, we could trust the doctor. That's the Rosh. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. Chasam Sofer says we can't trust doctors. Chasam Sofer says that all a doctor could do is create a suffix, create a question. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, if a doctor says that someone should not eat on Yom Kippur, if a doctor says somebody's in a situation of sakonas nefoshes on Shabbos, we're allowed to mechal Shabbos, he's allowed to eat. Because a doctor does have that ability. But to paskin a shaila, based on what a doctor says, that we should trust the doctor tell us, absolutely, this is the status of this, we can't. Interesting Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer actually adds one more interesting point there. He says, particularly, a doctor who typically treats patients who are not Jewish, and the body of a non-Jew is not the same as the body of a Jew. A Jew, first of all, only eats kosher food, and we know you are what you eat. Goyim eat non-kosher food. A Jew, the igi b'mitzvahs, he's always worried. He has to get to the shir, he has to get to shachros, he has to get to mincha. Akum don't have those problems. So a doctor whose entire experience is based on non-Jews can't be the doctor that will tell us what the status of a Jew is. In fact, I saw from Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashuk Echemed, based on this Chasam Sofer, that if you have a choice which doctor to go to, obviously we're speaking about doctors of equal caliber, you should prefer to go to a doctor who has Jewish patients. Because the doctor who has Jewish patients understands the Jewish body, which the Chasam Sofer said is different than the non-Jewish body. There is a third approach in the Achroinim, how to understand this Gemara. There's a difference between something which is verifiable, that the doctor says, versus something which is not verifiable. So if a doctor indicates that there's a certain disease or a certain situation, which ultimately you could verify through X-ray, through MRI, whatever, then they trust it. If it's not verifiable, it's purely a diagnosis that they made based on their knowledge, there the person can want to take a stricter opinion where we could trust doctors. I saw Gevalde Gevart from Reb Cheskel Abramsky. Reb Cheskel Abramsky said, it's very interesting. He says, before a person goes to a doctor, as we just discussed, he always tries to verify the qualifications of that doctor. Why? It's very simple. Our lives are in the hands of that doctor. We're trusting him with our lives. He says, you know, when you fly in an airplane, your life is in the hands of the pilot. But did you ever find, ask Reb Cheskel Abramsky, that before somebody goes on a flight, he checks out who's the pilot and what is his track record and did he have any mishaps? You go on the plane. Why? He says, a gevalde gevart. He says, when you go to a doctor, so the doctor's diagnosing you, but it has nothing to do with him. He'll be healthy even if he misdiagnoses you. If the pilot makes a mistake, he's not only are you in trouble, but he's in trouble as well. That's why you don't have to worry about the pilot. So the Gemara continues in speaking about this examination. Omrish lokosh uvepayshim. What type of water should be used? Lukewarm water. Tanya nami hachi, and indeed so do we learn in Braisa. Tat lamayim uvepayshim. It should be put into lukewarm water. Rav Shimon b'mleiloyma b'machich soy. That means you put this discharge on your finger and then put saliva, which is lukewarm, and then press with one finger on the other finger and see if it dissolves. My benayu. What is the nafkamina? Amar Ravina, and says Ravina, moch al gideit chak ikabinayu. The difference is, if you have, what would be the halacha if it was under pressure? The Tanakhama holds, only if it dissolves by itself is it dam. But if it would dissolve through pressure, that doesn't mean anything. According to Rav Shimon, even if it dissolved under pressure, it's a raya that it's dam. Says the Gemara, Hasam Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, further in Amasechta, Kamish Yosin, Paishim, how long must they be soaked in lukewarm water? Meislais. Hachamai. Ask the Gemara, what will be the halacha here? There, the Mishnah was speaking about a sheretz and a nevela that we want to do an examination. And the Gemara explains its question. Me being a meis leis, here too will the need that it should soak meis leis, oiloi. Because sheretz v'nevela, the kushi, which have a harder surface, that's why being a meis leis. Avodam, the rocket, it's much softer. You don't need 24 hours. And to this question, the Gemara remains with a take home. Derma Paskins, la locha lemaisa, that you could do this examination, and if the woman had this discharge, and three times you went through this examination, and it turned out not to be dam, we don't have to worry in the future about such a discharge. The only machloikis that the achroinim have is how far to take this kula of the Derma. Doesn't mean that even if it's when a woman's veset and she had this discharge, since it's been proven that this discharge is not dam, we could be lenient. That seems to be the opinion of the Shach. Other Achroinim say no. That if she had this discharge, even if three times it's been established that it's not dam, by a veset, as we've discussed, the Willam and Hashem learn again, we have to be more machma. Furthermore, it's very interesting. If you recall, when we learned Masech the Chulin, we learned also the Gemara said by certain parts of the body that we want to, of the animal's body, that we want to determine if it was shriveled up. Is it a trefa? Is it not? The Gemara said we should do this examination of putting it into lukewarm water. But the Paiskim, and we quoted the Paiskim, say that we aren't expert enough to know what is considered lukewarm water to be able to do that examination. Side of Paiskim, it's very different here than there. Not that I know anybody ever did this examination here. Why? Because there, the halacha is that you have to use specifically lukewarm water. And the halacha tells us, the Paiskim tells us, we're not exactly sure what degree is lukewarm. Maybe what we think is lukewarm is really cold in the halacha. Maybe what's lukewarm is really hot. But here, when the Gemara says lukewarm water, what does the Gemara mean with lukewarm water, say the Paiskim? The Gemara is saying is you don't have to use hot water. Even if you use lukewarm water, it's fine. But if you use tap water, it's even better. So here, if you're not sure what's lukewarm, use boiling hot water. Then for sure, that test will be a good test. And if it doesn't dissolve under the pressure or under the being put into hot water, then for sure you can be comfortable that it's not that. So we learned in the Mishnah. Hamapel's Kimindogim. So to review, the Mishnah said, as was discussed in the previous shiurim, the Mishnah spoke about a woman who discharges a chaticha. And the Mishnah mentioned a machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan say that if there's dam with that chaticha, she's tamei, otherwise she's not. Rabbi Yehuda said she's always tamei. Then the Mishnah spoke about Hamapel's Kimindogim, somebody who discharges a fish-like substance. But here we don't find in the Mishnah machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, v'liflak namri Rabbi Yehuda b'ha. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda disagree in this case as well? Answers the Gemara, absolutely. Amresh, says Resh Lakish, absolutely. Machlokes shenuya. This is indeed also subject to machlokes. And when our Mishnah says that kamapelis kamindogim is tar if there is no dam with it, represents the opinion of Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. I feel time Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because at kan lekam Rabbi Yehuda hasam. Where is Rabbi Yehuda machmer elak abichaticha the avidam the karish? Blood could coagulate into a chaticha, b'avichaticha, and therefore she's tamei. Ava beria loy hava. So if you see a da comes out, says Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if there's no dam with it, she's tall. But the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis and Chaf Beis Amud Aleph gave two explanations in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. One explanation was, because Iyash Lepsichas Kever B'loy Dam, it's impossible that the woman's womb should open without any dam coming out. And in fact, Rishonim ask, if that is indeed the case, so why in the previous Gemara, which was Mapel, these Klippas and Saris, did the Gemara not focus about this issue of Iyash Lepsichas Kever B'loy Dam? So Rishonim answer that even if you hold Iyash Lepsichas Kever B'loy Dam, small discharges can happen B'loy Dam. That was one explanation, Rabbi Yehuda. The other explanation, Rabbi Yehuda, was that a chaticha, by definition, must mean dam. So now ask the Gemara. And let's read the Gemara inside. According to the explanation, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, in explaining the machlokes of the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, that the machlokes is the efshel psichas kever b'loy dam kamefugim. So nafugnam Rabbi Yehuda b'ha. So even if she's maple dagim, but she was maple a dag, and that should cause the efshel psichas kever b'loy dam. So why is Rabbi Yehuda lenient? Answers the Gemara, man the masni hach lishni. Indeed, according to the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, that explained that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is based on the efshel psichas kever b'loy dam, the right gears in our Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish Dam Tavai Machlok Shnei Rabbanani. If we say Pshan Rabbi Yehuda is Yefshel Psichas Kever B'loy Dam, there is no reason to differentiate in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion between a chaticha and a dag. By both of them, she will be tamei under all circumstances according to Rabbi Yehuda. Only if we explain, we have to say these words into the Gemara, only if we explain in the Mishnah that the Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is because the chaticha is a piece of dam, that's only by a chaticha, not by a dag. Then we could say that by a dag, there's no need to say there's a machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanan, as Rabbi Yochanan suggested. The Mishnah said, Hamapalas kamin behema, if a woman discharges something that looks like a behema chayiva, if an animal or a bird, so Rabbi Yair in our Mishnah said, it depends. If I was discharged look like a male, so she has a din like she was, that she had a male. And we know the Torah Kedosha says, she's tamei no matter what, and I always emphasize, this is the Dimma Daraisa, she's tamei no matter what for 7 days, and then tar no matter what for the following 33 days. And if she was maple, what looks like a female, she's tamei no matter what for 14 days, and she's tar no matter what for the next 66 days. Ask the Gemara, Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel, my Tamad Rameya, what is the basis for Rameya's opinion? So says the Gemara, when the Torah speaks about the creation of animals, the Torah uses the same words as the Yitzar. The Lashon Hapasik is V'Yitzar Hashem Elokim Eschayis Asodav Esoif. And it says by a person, V'Yitzar Hashem Elokim Esodom Ofer Min Adama. So therefore, they are treated the same way. Obviously, the Rabbanon don't agree with this Kseir Shavu. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Elamayato Hamapelas Tamustanin, if that's indeed the basis for Ramey's opinion, so then if a woman discharged something that looked like a large fish, Te Ima Tamei Leda, then two should have the same halacha, Hoyo Venema by Yitzir Kadam, because when the Tarak Deutsche speaks about the creation of fish, Shenemar V'Yivel Kim Esataninim Hagdolim. And as all the Rishonim explain, first to explain the Gemara's question, yet we know that even Ramey agrees that if she's Mapel Dagim, that the din doesn't apply. But if we're basing on an Gzeir Shava, why not? So all the Rishonim ask, the Achronim and Rishonim ask, why is the Gemara focused on Taninim? The same din should be by Dagim. Why does the Gemara say Taninim? So I saw two Terutzim. The simple Terutz is because the Pasuk speaks about Taninim. That's why the Gemara focuses on the Taninim, but it doesn't mean specifically Taninim. The same halacha would be by a dag. Another Terutz that I saw is that we're trying to create, the Gemara is trying to create a Gzeir Shava connecting Adam to Taninim. The creation of a human being The creation of a human being represents a tremendous nes. The creation of the taninim, these large fish, unbelievable fish, are also gevaldige nes. So we're trying to create a hekesh, or connection. Adam and taninim both represent a tremendous nes, and that's why the Gemara asks, they ought to be have the same thing. Answers the Gemara, Amri, Dani Yitzira Yitzira, Bang Dani Miriam Yitzira. By the person, the Torah HaKadosh uses the word Vayitzar. By the animals, the Torah HaKadosh uses the word Vayitzar, as we just quoted. By fish, the Torah doesn't use the word Vayitzar, the Torah uses the word Vayivra. So it's not Gzeirah Shava. Ask the Gemara, well, we had many times, My Nafkamina, Hatan de Bebe Shema, Vashava Kainavo Kain. Vzui Shiva Zui Bia. The Torah HaKadosh, we mentioned it the other day, speaks about Nagi Batim. And if somebody has a Nega in his house, he brings it to the Kayin, and if the person, if the Kayin quarantines the home, and if after 7 days the Nega disappeared, or went down, it's smaller, the Kayin takes out those stones and the house is fine. If it remained the same, then the Kayin quarantines it for a second week. If it got bigger, then the Kayin takes out those stones, replaces those stones, the Nega is equal or bigger, the Kayin takes out those stones and replaces those stones, and then he comes back after the next week and sees what the situation is. If it got smaller, fine, disappeared even better. If not, he has to destroy the house. What happens if after the first week nothing changed? So the Kayin has to come back after the second week and see what the status is. And if after the second week it stayed the same, that's when he goes through the same procedure of taking out the stones and replacing them and seeing what happens at the end of the third week. The Torah is very explicit in what it should be done after the first week. That's for Shavah Kayin. The Torah is not that clear what should be done after the second week. But we make Gzeirah Shavah. V'Shavah Kayin Uva Kayin. That Zui Shiva Zui Bia. Whatever happens after the first week, if the Nega gets bigger, so too happens after the second week. So what do we see from here? That the Torah HaKadosha says you can have a Gzeirah Shavah even if the words aren't exact. So why over here are you saying you can't learn a Gzeirah Shavah of Adam to fish? Because by Adam it says Vayitzer, and by fish it says Vayivra. Big deal. Doesn't have to be an exact match. So Taisus asked the question that we're all thinking. We've had this Gemara many times in Chas. And the Gemara always says, absolutely, you don't have to have an exact match to have a Gzeirah Shavah. But if you have an option to have an exact match, or not to have an exact match, you always follow the Gzeirah Shavah that represents an exact match. So if an Algamar, we have exact match between Adam and Behemah, the Yitzer, the Yitzer. And by Behemah, you don't have an exact, by fish, you don't have an exact match, the Yitzer, the Yivra. Shouldn't we prefer the Gzeirah Shavah of Adam to Behemah? And Taisa says that that's exactly what the Gemara means to ask, but the next question. Because the Gemara understood that that teretz is obvious. Because by the time you got to Masechta Nida, you know this teretz. So that's why the Gemara asks another question on this Gemara. Other Rishonim say a different pshat. Absolutely, we've learned so many times, Baruch Hashem, together, that you don't, that if you have an option, an exact match, or not an exact match, we prefer the exact match. When? When the two Gzeirah Shavahs can't coexist. So I have to choose which Gzeirah Shavah I should learn. So our Halacha teaches us that we prefer to learn the exact match. But in our Gemara, comparing Adam to, comparing a Behemah Chayv Oiv to Adam, or comparing a dog or a fish to Behemah to Adam, isn't contradictory. Both Gzeirah Shavahs could coexist. And therefore we don't have a problem. And that's the Gemara's question. Why don't we make this Gzeirah Shavah? Furthermore, Void, Nigma Bria Mibria. What are we saying? That we prefer to learn the Gzeirah Shavah between Adam and Behemah, where the Torah uses the words Vayivra by both, Vayitza by both of them, versus learning the Gzeirah Shavah from Adam to Dagim? So the Gemara, why don't we just say the other way? The Ksiv, the Torah also uses the word Bria by a person, because the Torah says Vayivra alakim as Adam b'tzalma. So, we have an exact match. So why, if we're learning Gzeirah Shavah, do we prefer to learn the Gzeirah Shavah between Adam and Behemah v'chai v'oif because of v'yitzer v'yitzer versus learning the Gzeirah Shavah between Adam and Dagim, learn v'yivra v'yivra? Answers the Gemara, Amri v'yivre l'gufei v'yitzir l'afnuyei. The Dani Yitzir mi Yitzir. So the way the Aruch Lener explains the Gemara's question is the Torah first uses the words v'yivra, uses the words v'yivra by a person, and then it uses the word v'yitza by a person. So it makes sense to learn that the first word is just to teach us the basic fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person, and v'yitzer is coming to teach us that it's here to teach us Gzeirah Shavah, and therefore we learn Gzeirah Shavah between Adam and Behemoth Chai v'Eif. Ask the Gemara, Adrabah, why don't we say v'yitzer l'gufei, v'yivra l'fnuyei? So how do we explain this? And as Darach Lener continues explaining, the Gemara uses a very strong word Adrabah. It makes more sense the other way. We just gave an explanation why it makes sense this way. So he explains that the Yivra doesn't give us the detail on how a person was created. The Yitzer goes into the detail. And he goes even further explaining. He says, if you look at the way the word the Yitzer is spelled by the creation of an Adam, and you look at the way the Yitzer is spelled by the creation of an animal, it's not the same. The Yitzer by an Adam is spelled with two yuds. The Yitzer by Behem is spelled with one yud. So the Gemara's question, says Archon, is a very strong question. If we want to look for matches, the Yivra of an Adam and the Yivra of a dog is a perfect match. But to say that the Gzeir Shav is the Yitzer, isn't an exact match. Because here it's with two yuds by an Adam, and here it's one yud. And Archon goes on to explain. The two yudin by an Adam come to teach us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created us with two Yitzer, Yitzitoiv and Yitzahara. An animal doesn't have a Yitzitav, Yitzahara. Adrabah, ask the Gemara, V'yitzah l'gufei, V'yivra, we should say is l'fnuyei, V'dodin b'riyim ibriya. So shouldn't the better match be Adam to Dogim, and not Adam to Behem Mechai V'oif, and the halacha therefore should be that if she discharged the dag, Ramei should be Machmer, but not if she discharged a Behem Mechai V'oif.